94.7 WMAS, it's the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. It is 8.09. Sunny, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, a high of 88 degrees. Dina's over there looking up past pictures of Johnny Depp, because apparently his wife, Amber, filed divorce papers.
And I think she's responsible for that awful haircut he has now.
Well, because he has shorter hair.
He's got short hair
with like better on him.
Weird spiky stuff going on. And this all happened when the two of them got together. So I'm hoping once this divorce happens that he'll go back to his long, luscious, flowing locks.
But you always fawn over long hair on guys. I don't understand it.
You like it.
I don't know why I like it. I don't know why I find it an obsession, but like Johnny Depp, Jason Momoa, Chris Hemsworth, they're all attractive to me with long hair.
Is it that you're jealous of their long locks?
Well,
I don't know. I grew up in a time where Fabio was really famous, and he made long hair awesome.
There was a time when Fabio was really famous?
He still is.
I mean, really?
He's very relevant.
He did Unbutter commercials or something. I don't know. People seem to dig that sort of thing.
On the cover of every romance novel.
Well, we decided to make it today's head-to-head because it's Thursday, so Dina is all about the guys with the long hair.
Right.
I'm saying shorter is better, because sometimes it freaks me out if I'll see somebody with long hair and their back is turned, and I go up and I'm wondering, oh, is she cute or not? And they turn around, it's my friend Chuck. I freak out.
Why can't
Chuck, why'd you do that to me, man?
You can appreciate his figure. Why not?
So anyway, head to head, Dina, what's your team this morning?
I think there's no problem with a guy with long hair. I love a guy with long hair.
And I say shorter the better.
Are you saying that because you're bald?
I think so. I think there's a little jealousy going on
here. There is no jealousy.
I
look better bald than I do with the long hair.
I'd like to see you with Jason Momoa locks.
Oh my gosh, I should bring in one of my wigs.
I could do it.
Oh, I should do that and see what you look like.
I don't think so.
Change your mind. No, bald is beautiful.
You know what? I think long hair is also all about the rock star look, like the Bon Jovi when he had the long hair.
Is that why?
The bad boy.
Because you fantasize about being with John Bon Jovi.
Bad boy Fabio.
With the long hair.
Yeah.
All right, let us know whose team you're on. 731-9500 or 800. Yes, WMAS. Team Dina going with the long hair. Team Chris saying no way. Give us a call. It's today's head-to-head.
Did you know?
The car is on a throwback Thursday. We are 94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg Crew. It is 8:19. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. And you know what? It's a head-to-head Thursday.
Yeah.
We have two different opinions, and we go head-to-head.
Literally, it's about heads today.
You're right, it is.
Yes.
It's all about heads. here we're talking about long hair on men. I just can't see why women find that attractive. I don't know. My opinion.
I don't
see what you get over long hair on Johnny Depp or
that's how
any
it
of the other
up.
Celebrities.
You're arguing today because you're talking about Johnny Depp all day because of the divorce thing.
Yeah. I mean, but even take the guy from Lord of the Rings, Viggo Mortensen. He had that long hair.
Oh, yeah.
And when I saw him in real life with cut hair, just not the same thing.
Mm. Come on.
I don't know. There's something about being a freer spirit or a medieval romance or a rocker or a surfer or something.
Yeah. My mom used to have a crush on Sawyer from Lost.
Yes!
Because he had the long hair.
Josh
My mom
Holloway.
Loved him.
Why?
Josh Holloway. That
Why?
Was
I don't the shorter know. The better. You no. want like crew cut.
Well, he was
I don't
also shirtless
this.
A lot, so that might have helped.
That helps. It does help.
He had long chest hair as well.
Chest hair all the way down to his knees.
Ew. All right, so whose team are you on? Are you on Dina's team who says long hair is okay and attractive?
It's more than okay.
On some men. Or me that just says, no way, keep it short, guys. Who's this?
This is Andrea.
Andrea, whose team are you on this morning?
You know, I tend to agree with Dina, but Chris, bald is beautiful.
Yeah, there we go. This is turning into a bald is beautiful day.
No.
Huh?
So you don't like it? You don't like a guy who has longer hair, huh?
No, it's okay to have longer hair, but I mean, look at Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah, so you're into the really short hair.
Yeah, but imagine Bruce Willis. Imagine Bruce with a long surfer cut.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
But still, even if us bald guys could grow it, I'm sure most of us wouldn't go long hair on it. Because it's too much for the upkeep as well, I'm guessing.
Bald hair is just sexy.
I just
think it's just great.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for being a fan.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
No problem.
Bye.
94.7 WMAS. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm all about Team Dina today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, is it because of the celebrities with the long hair that you like men just in general with long hair?
No, it's kind of, Johnny Depp and John Bon Jovi and Brad Pitt, they all look better with the 5 o'clock shadow of the long hair. But I kind of like that in real life, too.
Yeah.
Now, what is it about the guys with long hair that we just love?
I just don't know. I have no idea. It's just always been a thing.
Do you love to run your fingers through it? I mean, what's...
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. When the wind blows.
And then braid it.
Doesn't it get in your face, though? I mean, your mouth sometimes when you kiss it? Like, I got hair. I got hair in my mouth.
Only when you have a superpowered fan blowing.
Blowing at all times just to make them look awesome. Hey, thank you so much for calling. We love that you listen.
Okay, no problem. Love you guys.
All right, if you're having a tough time getting through, keep on trying because we're trying to get to all the calls this morning.
731-9500 or 1-800-YES-WMAS.
If you're WMAS with the Kellogg crew, I'm Chris Kellogg.
Dina McMahon.
And Lopez.
And sunny, a chance of an afternoon shower, a high of 88. So we got to talking about Johnny Depp this morning and how Dina loved pictures of Johnny Depp with long hair.
Wait, how is this different than any morning?
It really isn't.
Because in light of the news that he and his wife are divorcing, I am hoping he'll go back to his long-haired style, which just looks absolutely so delectable on him.
I say you keep the crew cut. You keep it short. Yeah, this was today's head-to-head this morning.
You say keep it short to bald.
Short to bald. That's my forecast.
I think it's a romantic look. I think a lot of guys can pull it off. I just love it.
I don't get it. You know, I have friends with long hair, and it doesn't make them bad people. I'm still good friends with them.
Wow.
But I just think it makes them look unkempt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we don't take care of ourselves.
Well,
we just let it grow long. We never get a haircut, and we don't,
I don't know,
feel like buying one.
Same could be said for anybody who keeps their hair unkempt. I mean, look at Lopez.
True.
He does his coif so perfectly every morning. But if you came in with it a little sloppy, it would be a whole different look on the same hairstyle.
Thing. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll come in sloppy tomorrow.
That's impossible for you.
That is true.
Because sloppy for you is two strands out of place.
Only one can of hairspray? What?
Now, I would encourage you to grow it out, but I'm just afraid I would be too distracted during the show.
I'm tempted.
Well, here's what some people are saying on Facebook. Basically, everybody's Team Chris.
They are
That
not.
Wraps up all the
that
comments
is so
on
not
Facebook.
True at all. They are basically split right down the middle, which is surprising. But yeah, we have Desiree says Team Dina all the way, family of long hairs over here. And, and actually, it's her profile picture. You could see her her partner has long hair.
I don't know which team I'm on because I kind of have I don't want long in the back. I like the long in the front where the guy can swoop it over.
Like, so
in
you
the front
like
of the eyes?
I'm not for long bangs either.
I like the long bangs on the guy. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
All right, if you want to speak out, you can still visit us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. 94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg crew, Edwin McCain at 8:39. Mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon shower. Hot, just like yesterday, a high of 88 degrees. Let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40 right now, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need home improvements, they can help you out. Rates as low as 1.95% APR on home equity lines of credit at PVCU. So what's up with you, Dina?
All right, well, you know, the big news has been the announcement that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are getting a divorce. They split up.
I hear you saying.
Absolutely. Let's get cake. they'd only been married 15 months, and she is looking for spousal support. He did not have a prenup. And sources say this is what she was all about from the start.
He had no prenup
no
with
prenup.
Her?
I know.
Wow, what a lucky lady now.
You chastise him for this, but I didn't love him so much. But apparently, I'm not the only one who had a disliking for her. I'm sure many of you did as well. But Johnny's kids, his sisters, his mom, his ex, they all disliked her very much.
Wow.
And they thought that she kind of railed on Johnny and treated him like garbage. Now, sadly, Johnny's mom passed away just a few days ago. And that's when Amber filed for the divorce just 2 days after his mom had passed while he was still mourning. And I'm thinking she did this to throw him off his game.
Yeah, no offense to Johnny Depp, but you're an idiot.
He's not.
No prenup? Come on.
She's a witch.
Millions.
She tricked him with voodoo magic or something. I don't know.
Millions.
Oh, goodness.
DinaStirt.com.
So Rob Lowe is in talks to replace Michael Strahan on Live with Kelly. He's being considered. He was actually considered to replace Regis originally back in 2012. And he's done the co-hosting before. He's filled in. He loves it, too. He says he loves being able to talk to an audience every morning like that and just be fun and counterpunching, being silly, talking about cool stuff. Of course, his rep has not commented on this, but it sounds like Rob is cool with the idea if they want to hire him. I'd like to see his face on TV.
DinaStirt.com.
Sad news out of Hollywood. Beth Howland, who is best known for her role as Vera on the sitcom Alice, has died at the age of 74.
It's like bittersweet. Like,
it's
I didn't
so
know she was still alive when this happens.
Well, here's something a little strange. She actually passed away on December 31st. And her husband has now just released the news and made it public. He said that she didn't want an announcement, service, or memorial. It was her choice. She just didn't want to be a bother to anybody,
How does somebody
I guess.
Not know you're gone for 5 months?
Well, it's...
That's just an odd story.
It's just something she wanted. She didn't want people making a fuss about her. So that seems like the kind of gal she was. She was from Boston, and Alice was probably what she was most famous for.
DinasDirt.com.
And Emilia Clarke, she's got her celebrity crushes too, you know. I love her. She's from Game of Thrones. She plays Daenerys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got a crush on Ryan Gosling. So much so that, you know how they use a lot of green screenery there for the dragons and stuff because they don't actually have one? She said that, you know, the green dragon, the show doesn't have a real dragon. So I thought it would be funny to put a picture of Ryan on it. Because then at one point I had ridden on that dragon and there we go. I've done it. So she's got a picture of her online with the Ryan Gosling dragon.
Ryan, I'm like, I totally want to be you for a while. Holy cow. Luckiest man on the planet. Of Daenerys after him?
Right? Yeah.
Mother of dragons?
Now, if I can only convince him to grow his hair out even longer.
Oh my gosh. Back on that.
I'm sorry. That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports at dinasdirt.com.
The Kellogg Crew continues.